something to think about. Are a quarter of a piece of bread? That's something for you to think about while you eat well and get the best medical care and have a leader, a revolutionary father that says, when anyone's taken or arrested, you can't take them. I'll die first, I'll be tortured. Why don't you try to identify with the international struggle that is being mounted all over the world to save people from this kind of horrible, horrible poverty and inhumane oppression? Why don't you become concerned with the only thing that got out of the United States that can do something to rectify its wrong that just hours ago it did to the Dominican Republic by overthrowing, by direct intervention, the elected people of the Dominican as I just gave you the news from Santo Domingo. Look at it just below the United States. Please, for socialism's sakes, awake out of your lethargy, out of your self-indulgence, and find a reason to exist other than for your own animal and sexual appetites. Please, in the name of decency, do so. Don't be murderers any more than you already have been. I love you. Peace.
Discussion makes everyone feel a participant of what's going on. And we're happy to be in Guyana, free from racism. And incidentally, that has been one of our projects of late. All the communities signing petition to back up the Guyana Chronicle's position that we want none of these people who have propagated apartheid systems to be settled in this continent. It's been enough, the injustice that they have brought in Namibia and Union of South Africa and in Zimbabwe or Rhodesia. Now there's talk of resettling these people into areas of South America. Now we are fully aware of the apartheid view. Of course there are people who are white in South Africa who no doubt don't share the view, but it is unfathomable to me that we would want to think that any nation in South America would want to think of resettling these people when apartheid system is known for its absolute discrimination not only against black but all third world peoples. So that's one of our projects, and the senior group is leading that so that we can afford all the petition, I don't know, probably there'll be over 1,000 signers here in our community, as well as those that come in our free medical services to receive those, and on the weekend I know we 50, 60 a day. We are very concerned about this. We are grateful that our neighbor, Venezuela, so we read in the Guyana Chronicle, and Brazil is not considering the settlement of the apartheid people who are now being pushed out in the sense that Africa has declared its liberation, and USA as well as the socialist world has ostensibly stated that they are for the liberation of the African oppressed peoples. But we are busy people. Agriculture, of course, is our main concern. We're in the nursery area now, mostly planted to fix fruits such as golden apple, sorreys, sapodilla, star apple, sour sap, mummy apple, guava, sugar apple, gooseberry, mango, seaside grape, five fingers, almond, cashew. I could go on and on, Mike. Barbados cherries, papaya. No, that papaya. How tasty. It's just like USA apple pie when it's cooked. Not to mention the healing properties in terms of the skin, healing ulcerations that even has been proven so by surgeries done in Great Britain where a kidney transplant was made successful by the healing effect of the skin on the post-operative procedure.
I notice in line with the policy to use every inch of available ground for productive use that there's a lot of interplanting going on in Jonestown. For example, I saw citrus planted amongst cassava coming down the road.
Well, that's good for shade purposes on certain types of vegetables. It's very essential to have that type of interplanting. We have thousands of fruit trees in our nursery stock and hundreds more that are now maturing in our orchards. And the seniors are taking the plantings and growing them in the yard. They make lovely shade, the scenic value, the beauty of it. There's no way to describe the beauty of a pineapple growing in your yard. Who wants a flower that you can't eat when you can look at a beautiful flowering pineapple? That's the same with the flowers of the banana and the cayenne and the fig banana and so forth.
The population of Jonestown is growing quite rapidly, with people coming over to live here permanently, and also with a number of recent births that we've had. What's being done to meet the housing and construction needs?
First, I'd like to say we're very thrilled at Guyanese applications. We're hopeful that we'll have a Guyanese couple moving in soon. We're all Guyanese, but we mean those who are native Guyanese. We're Guyanese by the wonderful privilege of adoption by this lovely country and government. We have a family, I think, 12 children and two their parents, and maybe an aunt, and then another grandmother coming in with some children. We were fortunate to have a birth that was very complex this week. You know the cesarean section, the history of that, that was saved by consultation through amateur radio with Georgetown and United States. It made world copy through the international press, and our medical facilities were praised. Our doctor was praised as a modern Dr. Schweitzer. We also had a near tragedy this week with a hemorrhage in the placenta, previa placenta. Dr. Walt or Marco Medical Net was here. He was fantastically impressed with our procedure. The doctor and the staff was able to change the location of the child, and the delivery was normal, and we had transfusions of B. All the community quickly volunteered B-positive blood, and it went out A-OK. We work out in the fields. I'm much in the bush myself. I enjoy it so much. We have our Alaskan sawmills. We also use regular hand saws as much as possible. We're trying to not be dependent upon mechanization to the degree, or fuel to the degree, that will cripple this great progressive third world economy. We hope to have a permanent sawmill going before long. We're presently negotiating on a boiler that will give us enough steam power to do the job. But I think we're not crowded. We're keeping up with it, in spite, as you mentioned, the rapidly increasing population and the number of young married couples that have had children. We have, I guess, probably an average of two births a week. I never lost a baby yet, and I'm thrilled about that. We have portable sawmills, and from our sawmill, we are in our furniture shops. We are making furniture that we hope to help our cooperative so that we can extend our free medical services and be of assistance to other cooperatives. We're making toys also that various stores in Guyana have said they will certainly buy at Christmas time. They like the quality of it. And I find working in agriculture, working with wood, lumber, fantastically healthful. I was unhealthy as an administrator and church official and government official in the States. I was unhealthy. But when you get out with nature, the clear air, the remarkable beauty, the physical exercise, there's nothing like it in the world. People don't know what they're missing. The interior, in my opinion, Georgetown, one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen. But the interior, there's no comparison with the capital in terms of the weather's a little cooler, it's more desirable, you have less mosquito problem. We have hardly no mosquitoes at all to deal with. People don't realize what they're missing by not getting into agriculture.
Thank you for your enlightening comments, Jim, and I couldn't agree more. We'll be back again next week at the same time. Until then, we'd like you to write us at our address in Georgetown, which is Post Office Box 893, or call us at our phone number 68787. On behalf of Comrade Jim Jones and all of us here in Jonestown, peace.